Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On The Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome back on board On The Mark today. Mark Lawrence taking today off as well. With me again is Peggy Chamberlain Roop, former Snyder County Commissioner, former news person here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, former aide to Senator
Franklin Curry.
Yeah, I couldn't remember Frank's name for a minute.
Oh, stop. He'll tell you for that.
I'm sure he will. Now, Frank, if you're listening, I apologize.
He's such a good man.
He is. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number, and it is an open phones day, is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK, or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236, but be sure to include the OTM in front of your message so that it comes directly to us. As I said, On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Saturdays from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. That's the Sunbury Motor Company.
Hey, I drive a red Ford truck.
A red Ford Explorer.
Okay, but whenever I go to a parking lot, I got to tell you, Ford has so many big vehicles and red ones, it seems inevitable that I'm going to pull in a lot and I'm going to see 1, 2, 3 red Ford trucks of one kind or another parked in a row. And when I do, I take a picture because it's just so cool. There's an Escape, an Explorer, a 150, a 250, and then the one with the big tires on it. You know, the great big oversized off the road truck.
Right.
I told my husband that was the truck I wanted. And then I got the Ford Explorer, which I love.
Well, I'm glad you got a good Ford.
I do have a great Ford. I love Ford.
Well, we have leftover business from yesterday. Some emails that we didn't get to, some pro and some con.
That's
against
all right.
Both of us. One of our emailers says, Peggy defends Biden but is sarcastic and judgmental toward Trump. This show today is why I turn off the radio. Peggy called Trump Agent Orange and chuckled about that, but gets angry for name-calling.
Well, she's right. She's right. I did say that. You didn't hear me say it, but I did say it under my breath, and I chuckled about it. And the reason is I don't talk about it in front of the kids, and they're visiting. My grandsons are with me, so we don't talk about politics in front of them. It enrages me. So, and I did say it, but it was the Queen of England referred to him as the orange guy. Seriously, and it was in the news a long time ago.
She can't defend herself.
She's gone now, but the Queen of England called him the orange guy, and it's because of the spray on tan.
Okay,
remember
is that
Rudy
what he's
Giuliani
got?
And the meltdown? But anyway, it stuck in my head that she referred to him as orange, and every time I look at him, I see orange. And so I call him Agent Orange, although I understand that.
Well, it's very blonde. I don't know that it's orange, but it is
skin.
Very blonde.
No, his skin, though, is orange.
He obviously looks like he's been in a tanning bed for a while.
Yeah, it's that orange tint that you get from tanning. Say, if you don't use a tanning bed right. I know people do.
One of our other emailers says, I think the poll shows a lot of people in this country are completely brain dead, complete blinders. There's one law, and it should apply to everybody. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, the FBI, the the Justice Department, fill in the blank with many other government officials. Lock them up and throw away the key.
Well, I'm not for locking them up and throwing away the key, but I agree. Everyone should be treated the same. If we passed on one and it was a mistake, it was a mistake. You move on. It's like kids, you know. You correct your children. Well, you didn't tell him he couldn't do it. Well, I didn't see him do that, and he didn't get caught, so that's what happened.
And now this was a story in the news yesterday that we didn't bring up, but says, what do you think of Biden having a topless trans at the White House yesterday? Does that make him likable? Well, he had a he invited several for a pride ceremony that he was having there at the White House. He invited several trans guys or men or women, whatever, and two of them bared their chests on the White House lawn.
Really?
And the president...
Was that queued up and planned, or did they...
Apparently they planned it, yeah, but the president has said they will not be invited back again.
Well, there you go. I wouldn't invite them back again for behaving that way. If anybody did that. It's like the kids dropping their drawers and giving somebody a moonshot. I'd give them a butt shot right across the room for that. That was bad.
And one of our other emailers says, hey, Peggy, would you say Trump was your president and a good statesman?
He was my president. I would not call him a good statesman.
Why not?
I didn't think that he had the demeanor for it at all. He was disrespectful in so many ways to so many people. And I never, ever, I think that the White House is a position of honor. And I think he dishonored the presidency. That was my opinion.
Okay.
That's my opinion. This is an opinion show.
Right. It is an opinion show. But I think he did a lot I know people on the left say, oh, he destroyed our allies. He made everybody upset. But actually, I think what he did is he demanded everybody pay their fair share. And a lot of people didn't like that. So, I mean, I think what he did with NATO strengthened the alliance, because these people that had agreed to pay 3% of their GNP for defense weren't doing it. He made them do it.
He did do some presidential things. I won't question that, but it was all overshadowed by his meanness and his lack of following rules and our Constitution and his relationship with Putin. That just bothered me to a great degree, and still to this day. And that's why I was so concerned about all of the documents that he held, because, you know, we've got Putin on the other side of the world wanting to take over the world. I mean, let's be realistic, you know. It's Putin's plan to move through the Ukraine and then going to go down there towards Poland and then the other country that's there. I mean, he's just... Putin's out of control. And Putin and Trump were like guys, you know. They were like one another. And I didn't, that made me very uncomfortable.
But if a president likes somebody, if two people get along and they like each other, isn't that more likely to produce peace and prosperity for all of us than if they are at loggerheads all the time?
Well, you could say that, but at the time and at this moment, Putin is a danger.
But he didn't invade the Ukraine during the Trump administration.
No, but the other country below there, he did.
The other country? You're talking about the Crimea?
Yeah.
That's part of the Ukraine.
But he was in Crimea. They were in Crimea then.
Right. Well, I mean, he certainly did take that part of the country, annexed it.
Yeah.
And
you know, we don't do that.
Hopefully we don't.
You know.
One of our other emailer says, so the country is fixated on the documents Trump had in his estate. The White House hangs the gay pride flag front and center, and Biden tries to take selfies with transgender people, some of which are topless. This is wonderful to all the progressives, but it shows how far we've fallen as a country when we celebrate this depravity that's happening and our own creepy, incompetent president is cheering it all on. But Trump is the one who is dangerous and has no morals, according to our media.
All right.
We are truly sick as a nation. Signed, Doug.
Well, I gotta say, Doug, Mr. Trump does not have a very good history of... he's a sexist. and that's a title he, you know, enjoys, and he'll share with people how he treated it. He lost a civil action with a woman and a famous author who sued him.
Right.
Because he defamed her over the alleged sexual assault at... You know, and there's not one, there's two. There's not two, there's four. There's not four. It's just it continues on and on. There's so many women out there that are afraid to come forward, that, and he thinks that, you know, I could go up and I could do this to a woman, and these things are on tape. He said these things. I'm not making it up.
No, but in his defense, he said it was like locker room talk, which I think to a certain extent it was.
But it was all the time.
All right.
I mean, you know, pick a woman out there that hasn't been offended by that.
We've got two callers, but I want to finish this last email.
Right.
It's signed by Peggy. It says, I'm appalled at how the male caller was allowed to talk to Peggy the way he did for as long as he did. I think she's referencing Van. He did, however, provide a perfect example of how much disrespect he has for women, as evidenced by telling her to shut her big mouth. Imagine him saying that to either Mark or Joe. Gasp. And let's say, for giggles, he doesn't disrespect women. At least he provided another example of how some folks let disrespect lead the way when they disagree with another person's opinions. Please don't allow that on your show. Well, we do allow people to disagree with other people's opinions. Otherwise, we'd have no show. It would just be, let us give you the party line for another 90 minutes today, folks. So, we'll get started with the callers. Joseph, you were first from Milton.
Thank you, though, for that support.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I'm sometimes disagreeable.
So are we.
But I'm calling in about President Biden. He was going to restore the soul of a nation and bring respect back to the Oval Office and the White House. And he's doing such a wonderful job. He brought that transvestite into the White House. This was about a month ago, the one that messed up the Budweiser organization. And he said she was it was dancing there before him, and he said, "Oh, God love you." And now he had the transvestites in the White House there the other day, and I seen the clip of it. And it, like you say, two of them were out there with their boobs out, jumping up and down in the air. And he said, "These are so brave people. These are so brave." You know, and nothing said about our military that put their life on the line and the bravery of them, but all these transvestites are so great. And isn't the American flag, I was taught as a child that if a flag falls to the ground, that's to be burnt. It's not to be flown again. I don't know why, but I was taught that as a child.
Oh.
And you were supposed to respect the flag. And now I see it in the White House. They have the American flag on each side of the queer flag in the center. Now, I think the American flag should be in the center. I think that's the protocol. I know when our president goes abroad, like to G20 or G whatever, and they take photographs of all these leaders, he's always in the center. He's not out near the end or somewhere, because we're the most powerful nation in the world. And we represent that, you know, and as a bastion of freedom in this world. And but yet here the queer flag is in the center. Okay, now I was watching the NASA program the other day. I don't know if you ever watched that. It's you know, it's all on space flight and the Apollo missions and everything. And it's a very informative program. I like that science that they bring forth there and so forth and so on. But they had these. They're celebrating what they call Gay Pride Month, I guess. Okay. And they had these homosexuals on there, and they come on and said, "I'm a homosexual, and I am NASA." And then a lesbian come on, "I am a lesbian, and I am NASA." And then a man come on and said, "My son's a transvestite, and I'm so proud of him." And this went on for probably 5 or 6 minutes. I don't need to know what a taxpayer-funded organization, of people that work there, what their sexuality is. I don't want to hear that crap.
Neither do I. I understand that. I don't think that we should single people out for
right,
that.
Right, exactly. I'm a heterosexual, and I don't go broadcasting my sexual proclivities. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I understand that part.
It's ridiculous.
And
another thing, they were saying, I was watching the news the other day, and these guys came on, and they said, I know what it is. There was a teacher out in California, and he was debating transgender in some kind of forum there. I forget what it was. And he says, "Well, now, you're not really a woman, because a woman has a menstrual, time." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she was this person that claimed to be a woman, which was a man. said that, you know, you're all wrong. And then he, this man, this teacher, is actually was a homosexual, and he said that you transvestites or whatever are against homosexual people. And here's what happened. That he was a teacher, and he got fired for saying that. And then they were saying that this transvestite business, if you don't agree with them, if you don't go along with their pronouns and address them as such, and I would never address them the way they want to be addressed, because I just won't lie about it. They are what they are. If you're born a man, you're a man. If you're born a woman, you're a woman. But they said it's a religion, and I believe that, because they will cancel you, much as if in Muslim countries years ago, if you wouldn't confess the Muslim religion, off with your head. And that's not only true about the Muslims. The Christian church did that too. Kiss the cross or die, they said to the Jews.
But the problem is that many people want to cancel those who disagree with them. It's not unusual. You have the same thing, you mentioned the Bud Light controversy.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing's going on there. There are people who are getting very upset that people don't support the ban, and other people who are saying, we're not going to support it. We're going to sell any beer we want to sell, including Garth Brooks, who's a country music legend.
When I was a young reporter, I used to, you know, try to follow a story everywhere I went, and I was put out of fire companies because I was a woman. Women weren't allowed. Women were not allowed in the fire company. Yeah. I mean, so...
Now they're women firefighters.
Now they're women. Now they like us again.
Well, there's one other point I wanted to bring out about NASA. After that happened, after that commercial came on about these perverts, the official from NASA came on the air, and here's what he said. It's a quote. And he was talking about the Apollo program, the space program. Here's what he said. The first chance of immortality, speaking of the faith program, since the invention of religion. Now think about that a little bit. He's equating religion, the first chance of getting immortality since the invention of religion. The invention of religion came in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned, and then they sowed the fig leaves on. That was the first false religion that came into the world, okay?
We're running long here, Ron.
And all other religions and perverted religions...
We're not here to discuss religion today.
No, we're not here to discuss religion today. Let's go back. Peggy, I want to ask you a question.
Real quick, because
we have another caller.
Okay, what do you think about abortion? You think that's okay?
I think abortion is a personal decision made between a woman and her doctor.
Yeah, but would you agree that
I think abortion is a personal decision. I will not voice my opinion on abortion. I believe it's a personal...
Well, why won't you?
It's a personal decision.
Well, that is your opinion.
It's a personal decision. It's a personal decision.
Yesterday, and it got you upset about baby killing. Abortion is baby killing, isn't
okay.
it?
Abortion is a matter between a doctor and the mother.
Okay.
I'm not going there.
Listen, we got to move on here. I'm sorry. Time is up in this call. We have other callers, and we have to take a break. Mike, hang on. You will be next as soon as we get back from these messages.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Peg Chamberlain-Roop is our co-host. Our producer is Lynn Hall, and Mike from Bloomsburg is on the mark.
Good morning, Mike.
It's nice to... It's Peggy, right?
Yes, it is.
Correct, Peggy?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it's the first time we've talked, so I want to identify myself based on the description of my president. I'm a ultra-MAGA right-wing white nationalist extremist, based on his description. So I want you to know that.
Okay.
And I want to say, back in 2002, I took my Korean daughter back to do a tour of the country, you know, the Search Your Roots thing and everything.
Where?
And,
where? I didn't understand.
Well, she's actually from Seoul. Korea.
Oh, thank you. I didn't hear Korea. I'm sorry.
And so we went back to Korea. And I have to say, this was in 2002, and I knew the world had changed when I got to the airport, and there were young men that looked like they were barely old enough to shave with their fingers patrolling on Uzi weapons, okay? And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if anything goes wrong, we're all dying.
Yeah, really. Don't blink the wrong way. How about it?
Yeah. So anyway, we got through that, and we had a wonderful tour of China, or I'm sorry, I did China too with my other Chinese daughter, but we had a wonderful tour of Korea, and one of the last opportunities we had a choice to climb a mountain. It's called Mount Sorok. It's absolutely stunning and beautiful. In the streams that went through there, there were boulders as big as houses, you know, from the typhoons that come in and wash down the mountain. But long story short, I elected to climb the mountain, and my daughter decided to go to the beach. So she got to the beach, and to get to the beach, you walk through security, okay? And on each side of her, there were machine gun nests, okay, with anti-aircraft machines. And while they're on the beach, they had evidently, I don't know whether it was a false warning or a drill, but everybody evacuated the beach, you know, basically because they were worried about some type of invasion, okay? Now, I want to say two things. One, I believe that the United States should be on essentially a war footing right now, because we are undergoing an invasion at the southern border and even the northern border. Now, we're calling it a migration, but the reality is there are many people coming through that border that want to harm us. Okay. Now, that's number one. And number two, because I'm getting up there in my years and I'm not aging as well as Joe, I forgot exactly what I was going to say. So you'll have to forgive me. So
it's
if
okay.
you'd like to respond to what
you
I said,
you started out with
I
your
would,
trip to Korea with your daughters, and the other one to China, which I'm going to interrupt you
but
just
your
quickly.
Your topic listed on our sheet here was Wuhan National Laboratory and National Security.
Okay, but I want to stop you. One second, Mike. Just one second. Let me say this because I might not get a chance later, and I want to thank you. Because it's obvious that you've adopted children?
Three of them, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It
touches
my heart.
You're
a very, very, very special person. And I thank you for that very, very much. So many children in this world that need parents. And I'm so glad to hear. And obviously, you were a good parent. And you're teaching your child about her origins. And now you can move on. I'm sorry.
We can only do the best we can. And I have to say this. I'm sitting here I'm overwhelmed with sadness because my children are all adults now out on their own, and they hear the president, and they know I was very vocal about my support for Donald Trump and his policies.
And that's okay. That's okay. I'm not going to have you lined up and thrown in jail. That's okay. That's this country's about.
No, you're not. You're not.
No.
But my children hear this president refer to people like me as white nationalists.
Yeah,
okay?
That's how I feel when they call me a liberal, right? You know, righteous liberal. I'm not like that. I'm more conservative than my husband, who was a longtime Republican until
Donald Trump.
I don't mind being called conservative, and I don't think you should mind being a liberal. You should be proud of what you stand for. Okay, we'll switch gears to the Wuhan lab.
Let's go quickly. We have one more call to get in.
Yeah, we got two calls waiting. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. The Sun Times of London identified all of the things that I have talked about for 3 years on why the virus most likely came from the lab.
Oh, we're back
and
to COVID.
The article basically said that it's definitive. There's no other choice of where it came from but the lab. And the United States government, the people involved, and the Chinese government both need to come clean and get this in our past.
Fair enough.
I can agree with that.
Okay. Hey, have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you too, Mike. Nice talking to you, buddy.
Take care of those kids. And we'll try and get Bob in here quickly before the end of the first segment. Good morning, Bob. You're on the mark from Back Sinus.
Yeah, good morning. Happy birthday, Humpty Dumpty, Trumpty.
It is President Trump's birthday. Okay.
Yes, it is his birthday. How old is he?
77?
77,
okay.
And I just want to say I hope you got all the maggot callers yesterday coming down on you, Peggy, because you started out with a very difficult moment over the trooper that lost his life. And I respect everyone that appreciated him.
Yeah, that was a hard one for Charlie Attic. I thought about that all day, Joe. It was a good one. It was a good way to remember Charlie, and I thank you for that. But, you know, we're dedicated to all of the police and the military folks that have lost their lives in protecting us.
If anybody in the military believes that Donald Trump didn't do nothing wrong, there's something wrong with them, because he had three chances. He thinks he gets four balls to play baseball. He had three chances to give that shit back, and he won't be in the hot boat he's in now today.
Actually, Bob, you do get four balls in baseball, then you get a walk.
I know what you meant.
All right, you're limited calling. Good day. Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Don't let it get to you, Peggy. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, we really don't have... We have a caller pending, but we don't have time to take it before the break. But let me read I think two very quick emails. Tom says, well, another day of whatabouts, and look at that bird over there. The far, far MAGA right is hilarious. Let's see. Tear them up, Peggy. They deserve it, and I'm loving it.
Well, thanks, Tom. I hope.
Tom never met a conservative he liked, so don't be too proud of that. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with more of On the Mark after that. We have a caller pending. They say they'll hang on during the news, so hang on, and we'll pick you up after the news. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome back on board the program, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. You can call us. We have several callers pending. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Use the keyword OTM. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, all sizes of trucks, and they have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, a repair garage for all types of vehicles, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. A quick look at the news headlines this morning. Two accidents are under investigation by state police. A crash on Route 15 in Union County occurred just after 3 p.m. Tuesday between a motorcycle and a car. The southbound lanes were closed at the intersection of William Penn Drive in Kelly Township. Another crash was reported yesterday afternoon on Route 11 in Monroe Township, Snyder County, at the intersection with County Line Road. Crews shut down the northbound lanes between Route 11 and Shamokin Dam and Route 147 in Northumberland. Multiple injuries and entrapment were first reported, and Snyder County Coroner Bill Pheasant says his office was called to the scene. A detour using Route 15 and Route 147 was set up. State police have not released any other details at this time. Susquehanna University will host a day-long active shooter training for first responders. The active shooter training will involve area law enforcement, emergency and rescue agencies, and will take place today. Simulations will take place in Smith Hall and Tracks, which are on the south end of the campus and visible from Sassafras Street. Walkthrough scenarios will occur in other campus buildings. The Selins Grove Borough Police Department is coordinating the training and assures the public that activities are part of scheduled drills and live ammunition will not be used.
Relieved to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad they added that.
And finally, the Shikellamy School District is the latest school district District to join a lawsuit against the State Department of Education's regulations requiring educators to be trained in culturally relevant and sustaining education. The state is now requiring school districts to integrate 8 CRSE competencies no later than the 23-24 academic year. On Tuesday, the Shikellamie School Board of Directors voted 8-0 to join the lawsuit. The board also passed a resolution stating the professional development requirement is unnecessary and unduly burdensome on the district and on the district's teachers.
I can understand that would be difficult.
I would think so.
Very difficult to do, and it deserves some conversation.
That's our look at the news headlines, and now we'll get to our callers. Van, you're on the mark this morning.
Thanks for waiting so long. We're sorry you got us right at the very tail end of our hour.
Hey, that's all right. I listen to the program anyhow, so I listen to it on my phone or on the radio.
Okay, good morning, Van. Are you home or are you in the car?
I'm home.
Yeah, okay, you're sitting at home listening to us then.
Yep.
Okay, so good. Good morning.
The statement I'm going to make is based on Joseph's question and the answer he got. Now, the statement I'm going to make is this. The person that goes into a school with a gun and shoots people and kills them, that's a personal decision on that person's part. And a woman getting an abortion and ending the life of her baby, that's a personal decision too. And both of them are murder.
Well, I appreciate your opinion.
Anything else?
Well, that's, you know, if you don't think it's murder, here's the issue.
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm just not talking. It's not my topic.
It wasn't what we were talking about in the show. Joseph brought that up extraneously and asking Peggy what her opinion was. She gave her opinion, which is that it was a personal opinion. Now, you can like or dislike that opinion, but he asked for her opinion. She gave it, and that should be the end of it, unless you want to debate it.
Yeah, because
I'm making the point that it is murder, and that's something that, for whatever reason, and certain people can't admit to that being that it is murder.
Sir, quite frankly, this is an opinion show. I was reminded of that yesterday and today, and so you're entitled to one, and so am I, and I've given my opinion on the topic, so we're kind of going back over it again.
Well, I'm just making a statement, too,
okay,
that it is murder, and it's God is going to hold people to account for that, and anyone who isn't able to admit that it is murder, they're disingenuous at best and a liar at worst.
Wow, that's a lot to handle on one Tuesday, rainy Tuesday morning. Today's Donald Trump's birthday. You want to wish him a happy birthday while you're here?
Whether you want to admit it or not, Van, people have different opinions. Not everybody believes has your religious values. Not everybody has your moral values. Not everybody has Peggy's religious or moral values or mine. This is a diverse country, and everybody has an opinion. And we're never going to come to a conclusion on abortion. We're never going to come to a consensus on abortion because the opinions are too varied, too far apart, and too deeply rooted in personal opinions and beliefs.
Yeah.
How do we ever come to any decisions on anything then? I mean, that's the point we've reached in this country, though, and that's a good way to jump off into.
Okay.
Well, we still do. We are getting business done.
Should your personal moral values be what the country lives by?
Should mine be? No.
Okay.
It should not.
Okay.
But we should come to a consensus. But there has to be an admission to scientific facts. Like I mentioned before, people want to call the fetus or a zygote, and they want to, like, make it less than a baby.
Do you have any children?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had or delivered a baby?
I'm a man, so I don't.
You're a man? You're a man, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're not married? Are you married? Not that it's my business, but I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm married.
Do you have any daughters?
No, he said he had no children.
Oh, you have no children, but you're married. And no children.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I don't really think that this is a topic for you to be involved in.
Well, see, that's another mistaken thing because.
But that's
I'm
my mistake, and I made it. Can we move on to another topic? Because I can't think of any further.
Well, yeah.
We're going on with this one.
Yeah. Well, we'll go back to yesterday. You know, it's like.
Well, I don't want to go to yesterday because, you know, yesterday's gone. And
yeah,
tomorrow will never come because by the time we reach out, it'll be today.
Okay. Well, here's my point.
Did you hear what I said?
He did.
Did you get it?
Here's my point. We live in the present.
That's right.
Donald Trump has been attacked personally for many, many years. And many people criticize him for standing up for himself and defending himself. And you were attacked but a few minutes, and you got into a rage, and you said, "Bite me, buddy." So, you know, you can't take the moral high ground and condemn Trump for what he's done and for things he's said.
You caught me speechless. And I'm not going there again today. Quite frankly, I feel how I feel, and you feel how you feel, and it's way different. And I'm not going to apologize for what I said, and I don't think I should.
Well, the problem I see is that we have this inability to talk to people in rational tones when we become emotionally invested in our arguments. And it's hard not to become emotionally invested in your argument if it's something you deeply feel and deeply believe. And I accept that. So I've had people in this show call me garbage. I've had people tell me I'm stupid. I've had people call me an idiot. You know, so that's par for the course. I accept that as coming on this program. But that doesn't mean I'm not entitled to my views, and that doesn't mean that other people shouldn't respect those views if I respect theirs. If I give you some respect, I expect it back.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Don't forget someone called you a rhino, too.
Well, I've been called that more than once. But I'm still a Republican, and as long as there's room in the party for more than one school of thought, I'll be a Republican.
Hey, you know, Van, as long as you're on the phone, I'm going to give you one apology. One apology, and you're going to hear it, and this is what it's for. You pushed my button, and I let you do that, and I'll never let you do that again. There you go.
Yeah, well, I was just returning the favor from the other time. You pushed my button. You tried to push my button. So.
Oh, I didn't get your button. Hey. Well, I'll look forward to that in the future.
Keep pushing.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, Bob, you're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good
of course,
morning,
I know both of you, and of course, myself being involved in,
what's
in
the,
news
what's the topic?
One way or the
what,
other,
what
but as far as the opinion, now, I was selected to be a juror in Northumberland County,
Bob,
so of course,
what's the
there's a process,
Bob,
with all that, and then of course...
Bob, what's the topic? We're not talking about what you've done in your life and jury duty and broadcasting. What is your topic?
Selected for the jury in that, but at the same time...
Bob, you're not hearing me. What is your topic? What do you want
to talk
about?
The topic that I called about was abortion and that. That a woman, you know, should, you know, as far as like a person that is pregnant with the baby or two or whatever, and they have to be considered not what the government says, but what they're personally going through, and to carry the children or not, and that is ultimately up that person's decision.
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby, I just wanted to say good morning to you, and I hope you're well. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Hey, our phone number is 570-743-9565. The toll-free line, or if you have a cell phone, it's absolutely toll-free. Give us a call right now. The lines are open. We have some emails and texts pending. We'll get to those in just a moment. But you're listening to On the Mark on WKOK in Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Peggy Chamberlain-Roop is our co-host, and our producer is Lynn Hall. Pete says, Peg, the reason people mention Biden is because he is the president.
Yep.
Trump is a private citizen.
Yep.
Peg, stop being so un-American, laughing out loud. Nice to hear you back on the radio, Peg.
Thanks, Pete.
And then one of our,
we have a couple of
texts, and we'll get to our phone in just a moment. Why is it so sad when a woman has a miscarriage? Answer, the life of her child is lost. If that's true, then it makes no sense to celebrate abortion. And then, did Peggy ever hear of Tara Reid? Maybe not, since the press shut her up. And then, happy birthday, Humpty Dumpty Trumpty. Hope you liked your present yesterday, maggot. Well, there's a cheerful...
I thought that was their signature. Signature.
No, it's not from Maggot. Oh. I think he's referring to the president, President Trump, as a maggot.
Yeah, I don't celebrate abortion, and I don't celebrate miscarriage.
How about where do you stand on maggots?
Maggots? I don't like maggots. Maggots are fly babies.
You Al, you're on the, Al, you're on the mark.
I couldn't eat rice for a long time.
Okay. Everybody, thanks for taking my call. And I have an opinion that...
Oh, wait, wait. What's your name?
Al.
I'm sorry. Al.
That's Al from Northumberland. How
are
you doing, Peggy?
I'm good. I wanted to say good morning to you, Al. That's all.
Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
You. And I just want to say I have opinion. You have opinion. And the other guy that called, that your opinions are totally opposite on the abortion.
We always have different opinions.
I don't care about anybody's opinion.
Okay.
I go by one guy's truth, and he's bigger than all of us, and half the country is a very religious and look at life as a precious gift. And the other half the country is, you know, we're all Americans. So we all got to, you know, be able to talk about it at least.
Yeah, we're all stuck on the same planet.
And agree to disagree.
Right, we're stuck on the same...
Without antagonizing anybody and interrupting them.
We're on the same planet.
I just want to say what I want to say, and then I don't have to have any comments or anything, and then I can hang up because, you know, I'm usually prepared for what I say. But this time, I was compelled by the Holy Spirit to give you a call and say, we're all Americans. We're all supposed to love each other. And don't antagonize somebody because their opinion is different. Now, I hold my opinion very, very dear, and I'm sure you hold your opinion very, very dear. And I was going to call you about, I forget what it was yesterday where you were talking about the end. I was the last caller. But anyways, I was going to say basically the same thing. We're both Americans. Oh, I know, it was about Trump. And it ought to concern us that... guy that's running for president is being pursued by the guy that is the president because they said before that this man can never be president again. We got to stop him at any cost. These are words that are being said on TV, and that ought to concern every American because we all love this country and we can see it's not going the right way. So that's all I wanted to say, and we got it, you know, and abortion is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump was big on that. He had a change of heart. I had a change of heart. And Peggy, don't ask me any personal questions because this is coming from the heart. That's
it's
all
okay.
You got to know.
No, that's good. Okay? I'm glad to hear from you.
And before I told my story here, I am an advocate because I was involved in an abortion right in the very beginning. And I would have a kid that's almost 50 years old. And I don't know if it's a boy or a girl's name or whatever. But there came a point when after I had children, I thought, oh my, what did I do? And it took me a while to take, like I said, it's my testimony, is to take that guilt I felt and give it to the Lord Jesus Christ and set it down and walk away from it. And that's why I call, because it's my obligation to the Holy Spirit.
You know what?
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Thank
and
you.
I hope I,
Thank
I,
you,
it's
Al.
A good
Appreciate
thing for
call,
you, Al. And I hope you can bear that burden. I understand where you're coming from.
Thank you, Al. Okay. Bob, you want a minute?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, there's more women dying now lately just being pregnant because they're getting high blood pressure and stuff not being checked from their doctors on a regular basis.
Women need to have health care.
The women are dying, not only the baby, the women.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing stopping a woman from going to the doctor for health care.
If they don't...
It depends on your health insurance.
Then we all have that issue, but I'm not certain I get your point.
Well, the point is that the doctors aren't seeing these women regularly, or they're not telling them how to keep their blood pressure down or whatever's causing these problems. It's just keep raising these women's deaths. And as far as it comes to, I hate to single out people, but Dan, Joe, etc., the Trump trolls, you know, when it comes to abortion, mind your own damn business. It's not your business. When it comes to life, or you know, live your own life.
But I would disagree with you. We all have a vested interest in the lives of people and the lives and health and well-being of people. Aren't we all interested in that?
I don't think so. You're discriminating against people coming across the border. They're out here killing us, right? They were down there at the January 6th insurrection. They're busting in the Capitol trying to kill our ex. vice president and Nancy Pelosi. And
don't we have laws?
They were all immigrants. You know, they were visiting, right?
Bob, don't we all have laws that we have to follow? There are laws against riots.
Yeah,
there are laws against coming across the border.
Why didn't any of them people down there on January 6th obey the laws?
Really? Well, good question. They're all going to jail
now.
What about the
people streaming across the border? What about President Biden not enforcing the laws of the border protection?
I'm sorry, but America's been this way for hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah. So in other words, only
and
the
don't
laws...
Say,
I'm sorry, I got it now. Only the laws that Bob likes are the laws we should enforce. The ones Bob doesn't like, we just ignore. Is that correct?
No.
Well, it sounds like that.
The law is the law, you know. If they're getting in here illegally, then... prosecute them. And don't say guns don't kill, because if the crazy person didn't have one, it wouldn't happen.
Okay, well, there's your minute. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, we'll take Lance. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hi, Lance.
Hi there, everybody. How's the girl doing?
The girl's doing pretty good, if you're talking about me.
Yeah. <baby.
laughs> So what prompts your call, Lance?
Okay, well, back when I did not listen to the program yesterday.
Oh,
that's
I'm
really
sorry.
Rare for me.
That's okay.
Right? But when you said about the officer, you know, that was killed back when.
Yeah, we talked
officer
about Charlie
Attig.
Well, that really hit close to home here, because we had foster boys back then. Mm-hmm. And our caseworker lived right across the street, you know, from where that happened.
Yeah, the old Trail Inn.
Yeah, right. And I think she was probably, he was to her a whole lot more than just the cop on the beat.
Yeah.
And that lady was, I mean, absolutely 20-something. And she always felt that she had friends who were in her same position, living in neighborhoods where they really didn't feel safe. And she always did. And she just absolutely broke down here. And the fellow that owned the foster care agency, he said, look, you just stay at home for as long as it takes. And she said, no, I have to be out working, you know, to get this off my mind.
Yeah.
I went right back to that. I mean, I really did.
You do. It takes you right back to the moment. You know, it's kind of like when John F. Kennedy was killed, everybody can tell you where they were.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
On September 11th, everybody can tell you where you were. I don't remember the date, but if you mention the name, I can tell you in great detail the last hour of his life and the hours beyond that.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
Everybody a whole lot more than just a couple of people.
And thanks for being a foster parent. Thank you.
Thank you.
How many children have you had in the course of that time?
Just the two. When they found out that our ages differed more than 5 years, they won't give us any more foster kids.
Oh.
And we could not adopt for that same reason.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It about broke our hearts. I mean, it really did. We wanted to have 3 children. We planned for it. We had plenty of money to do it. And, you know, Joni was a teacher, so it would have been absolutely terrific. But the way the laws are, we can't do it. And when I see people who are killing these kids, it just... brings tears to my eyes.
Breaks my heart too. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling,
Lance.
Though. It's always
appreciate your
nice
call.
To talk
Thank
to a
you
friend,
so
Lance.
Much, Lance. Appreciate your call. We've got to take a quick break. When we do come back, we have another call pending. We have emails to read. We have texts to read. We got lots of stuff going on today. Join the discussion, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Peggy Chamberlain Roop. And Doug says, Peggy, you went on and on about sex allegations against Trump. Do I think he probably did some questionable stuff with women in the past? Probably so. But what does she think about the actual videos of Creepy Joe touching and sniffing children? Why is this never mentioned when you can see actual footage of this old fool making children feel uncomfortable? Let me guess. Peggy never saw any of the videos because you don't want to see them. As I've said before, if the left can label Trump and anyone who supports him as a sexual predator, then I guess we can label Biden as a pedophile.
Okay, now I'm not going to go there. First of all, I'm going to say this. I don't watch Fox News, so I didn't see the sniffy thing. And I didn't allege that he made all those sexual offenses. Other people did, and enough that I believed it. That's all.
Okay. And then Biden has Tara Reid as baggage. Joe should also took showers with his daughter, whom he brought this out in a book, or she brought it out in the book. Trump does have a past, yes, as does Biden, who sniffs women and children at every opportunity.
Oh, my God.
So he's a serial sniffer.
Serial sniffer.
Okay, okay, Dan.
Well, Trump wanted to date his daughter, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Isn't she beautiful?
I'd
date her if she wasn't my daughter, and he would have, and look how young she is.
Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. You know, today you're talking about opinions.
Yeah, good morning.
You know, and I know this is an opinion program, but even in every opinion, there's a right and a wrong.
I don't know.
That depends on your viewpoint. Nobody holds an opinion they think is wrong. Everybody thinks their opinion is right.
And then you're judgmental if you say they're wrong. So, you know, I'm not going there.
The thing is, we have to have an absolute place to place our opinions in. Otherwise, it's what I think, Joe, what you think is right, what Peggy thinks is right. We have to have a place that says this is right, this is wrong.
I don't think On the Mark is the place.
Yeah, he's not talking about On the Mark.
I know. And you know what? I want to add something. You know, we were always taught never to discuss religion and politics in a mixed crowd. It's not proper to talk about that.
Religion. I'm talking about truth.
And all these years, we didn't talk about religion or politics, and now we don't know how to. All those years, we got out of practice, and now we don't know how.
Here's the thing. It was my opinion 30 years ago that I could go out of New Berlin and there was a stop sign. And if I didn't see any vehicles coming the other way, I could see a long distance, that I didn't need to obey the stop sign. So one evening I was in a hurry. I sailed right through.
Oops.
And there sat Mr. Trooper.
Oops.
I gave him my opinion. And he said my opinion didn't count. There was a definite right and a definite wrong.
That wasn't an opinion, Dan. That was a decision you made. You knew the stop sign was there. You knew what it meant. And you chose to ignore it. That's not an opinion. That's a decision.
Okay, and I want to tell you that my dad used to say to me. My dad used to tell me when you're driving on the road and there's nobody out and it's late at night and you can coast through those. That's what my dad told me when I was driving.
Yep.
So I see what you're saying, but no, you got a ticket. You got a ticket. You got caught. I got busted going 40 miles an hour in a 35 zone, and the trooper saw I was a commissioner and didn't want to give me the ticket. I said, absolutely not. You give me that ticket. I'm no better than Joe or anybody else up and down this street. You give me that ticket. And I went to the magistrate to pay the bill, and they laughed at me hard because they said, there you go.
Some countries, it's their opinion that you can have your neighbor for lunch.
Well, aren't we glad we don't live there? And I'm getting a little hungry
now.
What country is that, Dan? I'm not familiar with that country.
There's, in Central South America, there's places where you still have cannibalism.
Ooh, ouch.
And
you could be on the menu.
So who's right and who's wrong? It's my opinion, Joe, that I can have you for lunch. You're getting a little plump now around the middle. You might make a delicious meal.
Oh, my.
What's the right opinion?
There's no opinion.
We're not governed by opinions, Dan. We're governed by laws in this country.
Exactly.
And where do we get the law?
Where does that come from?
It comes from the Congress. It comes from the legislatures.
Come on.
Comes from the people.
Where did that come from?
We the people.
Where did the law and the Congress come from?
It came from we the people.
Is this a history?
That's what it says.
Where
we
did
the
that
people.
It came from the Decalogue.
Oh, dear goodness.
No, it came from we the people.
It came from the Decalogue. I assume the Ten Commandments.
You're very well read, aren't you?
Well, we have a lot more laws than ten, Dan, and so I think that it was all.
There's plenty to go with that.
Yeah.
There's more than ten, there's a lot more than that if you study it.
Well, I saw the movie and they broke the tablet. There was 20.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot more than that. There's 600 and some if you want to count them all. And that's what we base our law on in this country, on absolutes. There's an absolute right and an absolute wrong.
The overwhelming majority of our laws from the early part of this country were based on English common law.
Where did that come from?
Oh. Came from the English.
You sound like
came
my 7-year-old.
From the Bible.
You're my 7-year-old.
Came from the Scripture.
You're my 7-year-old grandson. Where'd that come from?
Not every law. Not every law came from any single source. I mean, we have laws that govern behavior, some of which you would say would not be inspired by anything divine. They are inspired by maybe somebody's greed, somebody's lust, somebody's desire to regulate someone else's behavior.
Patent laws
I'd
are
like
out there.
I'd like to hear you name one.
Patent laws.
But your point is the only truth that's relevant to you is truth contained in the good book, as you call it, and that's your opinion. You choose to believe that everything written there is exactly correct. But if I wrote a book that said everything in this book is absolutely true, that wouldn't make it so, and probably a lot of people wouldn't believe me.
Yeah.
You didn't write it. I didn't write it. It came from the Father Almighty
And who translated it, Dan? It was translated by medieval people in England, if you're talking about the King James Version.
And not
it
in the language.
It wasn't divinely inspired at that point. It was translated.
Now, it was
and
divinely
they may or may not have
inspired,
gotten
and they copied it word for word what it was in the original and translated it so that English could understand it. So there's loads of translations out of the original text.
Yeah, so it really gets lost. Sometimes it gets lost in the translation, but you know we're going overboard here on this translation stuff.
All right, let's say. Do you have any other topic you want to cover this morning?
I'll mention the great President Trump. And what a wonderful job he done for America. And it's a shame the best president we've had in a long time, how we're treating him. We're treating him like dirt, not appreciative of what he's done for this country. And looking 2.5 years after he's out of office, look at the mess we're in.
Yeah, Joe, you're right about
you
that.
You have to admit
anything
it.
Anything else?
Pardon?
You're right about that. Anything else?
Yeah,
look
then,
at the mess we're
now,
in.
The other day, you described the law that he's being charged with violating as gobbledygook because you don't like it and you don't like him being charged with it. But it is the law of the country. It's the law.
Well, nobody else is charged with anything. They actually broke the law.
Do you know when the presidential...
And Biden broke it.
Do you know when the Presidential Retention Act was enacted? Do you know when that was?
Yeah, I think it was back in the 70s.
1978. And
yeah,
you know,
it was...
Let me finish. It was voted on in the Congress. It was passed. It went through the House. It went through the Senate. And it was voted on and passed, and it was signed by the president, who at the time was Jimmy Carter. But when the bill was first proposed, there were an equal number of Republicans and Democrats who supported it and co-sponsored it, including Alan Ertle, who was our congressman at the time, and Dan Quayle, who was a former vice president of the United States. So, you know, this was a bipartisan effort. Why was it created? Because it was in the aftermath of Watergate, and we decided as a country we wanted to have the president uphold the law of who owns the records. And President Trump has lied about that.
Clinton didn't follow it.
But that doesn't
matter. Neither did Biden. No one has followed that.
Yes, they have.
No, they have.
Yes,
well,
they have.
Some.
How do you know they haven't?
Not Biden. He didn't follow it.
There have been Republican administrations. There have been Republican administrations that haven't charged any Democratic prior president.
Exactly.
And there have been Republican presidents that haven't been charged by prior Democratic or other Democratic presidents. The only person who's been charged with it is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. Because he's so hated by the left of this country, whatever he does, they're going to find the fault. And by the way, Joe, I don't think you have to worry. Trump won't get elected. you can count on that. They're going to keep up, keep up, keep up. If they can't win by innuendo, they're going to cheat him out like they did the last time.
Not
they'll
innuendo.
Cheat to win.
Not
it's
innuendo.
Proven.
Okay.
Not innuendo,
it's
though.
It's a proven thing. If you don't see it, you're blind to your own prejudice.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call. 570-743-9565. 570-743-9565. One of our texters says, Dan, if you believe God wrote the Bible, why was it rewritten? Because some people wanted it their way.
Spell check.
On the abortion topic, this is another text. This is my opinion, and yes, I agree it's a tough topic to talk on, but when an abortion is done, it's an organism, not, and then apparently you've got cut off there. I think there's 160 characters after that. We don't see it. And then why is it so sad when a woman has a miscarriage? Answer, the life of her child is lost. If that's true, then it makes no sense to celebrate abortion. But, you know, we were talking about, Dan brought up, and this was a topic I was going to start with this morning, but we got way off on other topics, and that's okay. That's what the program's for. But the Presidential Records Act, as I said, was voted into law in 1978 in the aftermath of the Watergate issue.
Right.
And it is very clear that President Trump violated it. Now, did other people violate it? I don't know. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But in this case, he has been charged with it, and he's also been charged with the Espionage Act. But President Trump, in fact, last night in his speech, told several untruths about the law and what its implication is. He claimed that the documents he had at Mar-a-Lago were, quote, his own documents, and that's what he said, and that he had every right to keep them under the Presidential Records Act.
I don't think so.
That's false. The Presidential Records Act says that all presidential records belong to the federal government the moment the president leaves office. By having official records at Mar-a-Lago after his presidency, Trump was in clear contravention of that law. The key sentence from the Presidential Records Act is unequivocal. Upon the conclusion of a president's term of office, or if a president serves consecutive terms upon the conclusion of the last term, the archivist of the United States shall assume responsibility for the custody, control, and preservation of and access to the presidential records of that president.
You know, this
is
the thing.
Clear.
Yeah, this is the thing that puzzles me. Who's the key carrier here? You know, when they move them out, you understand that I've heard that while they're being inaugurated, they're actually moving the previous president out of the White House. So who moved those boxes? Who's in charge of those boxes? And how did the archivists know exactly which ones were missing? Is someone indexing them? I mean, I had a librarian that I took care of me in the elementary school who taught me about that little system that they used in the library. What's the Congressional Library using?
Well, there was
that
one
they
thing
they can account for them. I mean, I'm not going to say it's okay. There were obviously sensitive documents included in the things.
President Trump made a good argument in one regard. He said that, you know, in effect, that I didn't pack these boxes. I knew that we had records there. I was going to go through them and sort out what was in there. You know, but he didn't do that. He said he was busy. He had other things to do. And that's true. I mean, the guy is a busy guy. He's got his business interests. He's got things that speeches to give, things like that.
Big family.
So, all right, let's say he made an honest mistake. But at the point where they ask for the records back, he should have just turned everything over to them and then said, look, let me know what I can have. Or if he disputed their claim that these were personal records, he could have argued with them or taken them to court. Or there's a process for a president to get what he wants or what he thinks he has a right to under the law. But President Trump didn't bother with that. I think what bothers me about him is that, and some of our callers, they like laws they like and they like laws they don't like. Like Bob, who called in, he likes certain laws, doesn't think others should be enforced. We all feel that way. I mean, I can the law that a stop sign that Lance ran through, if he ran through it and got a ticket, I'm sure he doesn't like that law.
Yeah.
You know, but the practice in this country is to follow the laws, is it not?
I mean,
that's
what we do. Absolutely. It's the only way we have civil order. that's what holds the country together. We all know there are rules to follow, and they abide. Everyone is bound by those rules, and we must abide by them. Otherwise, there are consequences.
The thing
that bothers me about Mr. Trump is that when they found the boxes, and he had his aide, who has also been now indicted, told them to move those over to the shower or put them. They were in such odd places. It was like obvious that they had been.
Well, here's another
one.
Put
in some disarray for some reason or another.
Last night in his speech at Mar-a-Lago or Bedminster, I forget wherever it was.
One in New Jersey and then down there, yeah.
Trump accused special counsel Jack Smith of political bias, saying Smith, quote, does political hit jobs for a living, and that he is a raging and uncontrolled Trump hater, as is his wife.
That's what he does. He attacks now, anybody who comes after him, he'll go after the judges and the prosecutors next.
There's no public evidence that Smith is politically biased or a left-wing zealot. In fact, Smith was involved in previous Justice Department prosecutions against high-profile Democratic officeholders, which Trump even mentioned in his speech.
That's his job, apparently. Smith's job. That's his job. He's doing his job.
Well, I mean, again, Donald Trump will attack anybody who doesn't toe his line. And I find that scary, honest with you.
And this thing
not
about
that I think he was a good president. I think he was an excellent president with respect to policy. But this other stuff is what bothers me.
Well, and then all the witnesses that are involved and they're not allowed to have contact, well, then they lose their high-priced attorneys because, you know, they're all being covered.
Well, but Trump certainly has the right to his day in court if he wants it.
Yeah.
If he is really innocent and believes he did the right thing, then he will ask for a speedy trial.
Right.
If he wants to drag this out past the election and raise money on it, then I think it's going to be an entirely different story.
There's already been dollar signs posted on how much we raised during his last two events.
Okay, we have a caller who wants one more minute, but we've got to take our final break of the day. We'll do that, and we'll be back with more of On the Mark.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Al, you want another minute? You got it. Go ahead.
I love that song.
Okay, your order of things, and you skipped one thing about the Mar-a-Lago papers. He was working with the archives. They were there prior to the warrant people being there.
But
not the warrant, but the whatever it's what's it called,
search warrant.
Yeah,
it was the FBI, and I think the
he was working
Federal
with
Marshal.
The archives prior to that because the story came out where they said everything looks good here, but could you put another lock on the door downstairs where you're keeping the records, and. So that's one thing you skipped there. So he was working with them, and it's only one guy to go through all those boxes, and everything was all mixed up because he didn't pack it.
Was it that
naughty
guy?
He had golf balls and hats mixed in with papers. That's the way they packed it and brought it to him. So a
Who's
guy
they?
Like that, I mean, that's entrapment. He didn't pack it. He didn't bring it there.
Who's
He's supposed to go through it.
Who is they?
Whoever the
who,
people
who?
That packed his
that's who I want to know
boxes.
That's what
no,
I want to know
but here's
about.
The here's the problem.
Well, you just said yourself on this show that the as they're being inauguration, people are packing up the boxes
right.
and heading them out.
Who's
but
doing it?
He didn't bring them there. He didn't pack them.
You're both missing something now.
Okay.
This is the wall. Upon the conclusion of a president's term of office, or if a president serves consecutive terms, upon the conclusion of the last term, the archivist of the United States shall assume responsibility for the custody, control, and preservation of and access to the presidential records
okay,
of that
then
president.
They're responsible for their own crime.
He had no right.
The
no,
ones that wouldn't
no,
be
no,
the
no.
Ones
wait,
the way
wait.
That reads, Joe, the
he
way
had,
that reads, it sounds like they're going to pack the boxes up and decide what goes out of that house.
The thing is, the president shouldn't have packed any boxes. He should have given
it
all to...
He was a little busy getting impeached.
He should have just it given was, it all to the archivist. No, he was a little busy organizing the January 6th.
They did it to everybody. Obama had a warehouse branded for him in Chicago, and that's where they took his.
So, in other words, the fact that somebody else violated the law is an excuse for
Donald
Trump.
No, I'm not saying, but that the custom was, the preface, whatever you call it, the precedent, is that for Obama, I'm just saying they packed and rented a place for his, so he would have time to go through it. They put it in a secure storage area for him to go over and get 5-10 boxes at a time and pick out what he thinks is his and give the return to the archives what is theirs.
But if
the archives packed it up, they have to know what's there. It's obvious because they know what's there.
I thought.
And know what he has.
One would expect.
So who packed it? The archives people would be responsible for packing it and setting Trump up in Mar-a-Lago with all this stuff that he's not supposed to have.
Well, if the president is entitled to his personal papers, which he is, not the records of his administration, but personal papers like a note saying, Hilda, I'd like a cheese sandwich for lunch tomorrow.
And yeah, and he had souvenirs of this and that, and church people gave him, and
well, he's not allowed to accept gifts. They're all supposed to go to the National Gift Registry.
Yeah.
So that's
well, they probably
issue.
Did and went right back to him, but that's neither here nor there. Somebody else packed his boxes and set them down there, and I would say the way that reads, the archives were responsible for that, and archives had an inventory to know what he has to ask for it back.
Okay, but let me ask
and
you this question.
And the fact that you left that out is my defense.
Okay.
Well, let me ask
that's
you this
my
question.
That's my defense, but when you described that you left that out, so...
Well, let me ask
I
you this question.
I just had to put it back up here as a defense lawyer for
let me
my
ask
birthday
you this,
boy,
may
President
I ask you this,
Trump.
May I ask you this question? Should the President of the United States follow the law?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, if Donald Trump didn't follow the law, isn't it right to prosecute him?
Yes.
And if he is prosecuted...
But he didn't pack the boxes, so the ball that they're after him on here was entrapment.
Well, let's see.
Agreed?
No, not agreed.
Not at all.
Not at all.
He had an opportunity to give it all back, and it was close to that. But then later on, they even introduced evidence that he had taken the documents and shared them.
He
taken the evidence and shared it with someone who didn't have clearance. And we're talking sensitive documents, not notes to his neighbor.
Here's the thing: the president knew the law. It only applies to the president of the United States. It's a law that applies to no one else, just the president. So if he had a question about how to comply with it, he had enough staff people to say, listen, get in touch with the National Archives people and make sure we're in compliance with the law. But he didn't do that, did he?
Well, what the president
did he
is,
answer my question?
Whataboutism also in disguise.
Did he do it?
The president is a whataboutism. This is the way they've been doing it, the archives, obviously, since this... thing in 70s was put in.
But did he do that?
And they've been responsible for it ever since, so they're packing these guys up and sending them out.
But did he go to the archivist and say, listen, I don't want to violate the law here. What do I need to do? If he had done that, there wouldn't
be
this issue.
Yeah, he did that.
No, he
did that, and you left that part of the story out. He was working with them.
No, not working with them.
And what do you need to do? You need to put another lock on that door where you got your papers.
No. I'm talking about, Al, you're missing the point. I'm talking about before he even left the White House. He could have called the National Archivist and said, tell me how I need to comply with this law. I don't want to screw anything up. And he didn't do it.
Yeah, he did.
All right, Al, I'm sorry. We're out of time on the program. Call back tomorrow if you want to finish your comments. Peggy, thanks so much for being here with us
nice
the last 2 days.
Nice to be here, Joe. Thank you.
Lynn Hall, thank you for producing. Thank you all for participating in the program. We'll be back tomorrow with more of On the Mark at WKOK,
Sunbury,
Pennsylvania.